What's up, heroes? Welcome to another episode of the Building Better Gamers podcast. I'm Scott Spain, and today I just wanted to share a couple quick interviews that I did the other day. I recently went to a concert and got to hang out with a couple of the artists that performed. The first artist I interviewed was Megaran. For those who don't know who Megaran is, he normally does what is called nerdcore. For those who don't know what nerdcore is, it's a type of hip-hop music that pertains to nerdy subjects such as games or comics and whatnot. During this interview, I got to talk to him about his latest project, Random, or RNDM, his future goals, and the state of conscious rap. The second interview I did was actually another nerdcore artist that is signed to Megaran's label. His name is Skyblue. In that interview, I got to talk to him about his projects, his influences, and also the lessons that he's learned ever since teaming up with Megaran. I hope you enjoy it. They're pretty quick. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side.
So how's it going?
Oh, man, it's going great. Tour life, you know, it's unexpected, unpredictable, but always fun. I just stopped in Rock Hill, saw some of my family. I'm here in Charlotte, going to Virginia tomorrow. Like, life is good. I'm getting married in a month. I'm like, things are good, man. New album's out. Everything is the way I, for once, expected it to go, which means I'm ready for some bad luck any minute now.
Yeah. Okay, so you just came from South Carolina?
We did a show in Atlanta, but we just stopped in South Carolina for a moment, but the show last night was in Atlanta.
Okay. I was about to ask you, like, how did the weather affect travel?
It was just a little rain. We luckily avoided the bad parts. I mean, Columbia, Charleston seemed to be bad. My thoughts are out to those people. So many of my friends out there that are, like, really going through it, so luckily, we didn't have to go through those areas to get here.
Okay, so I guess to talk about like your newest project, how have you felt about the response it's got?
Response has been good. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I mean, I think it's awesome, really.
Oh man, thank you so much. I think it's, you know, it's one thing to put it together the way you want it, and I didn't know how people would react to it, and I didn't really care. I felt like it was time to create something for myself that I thought was dope and it was fun and that was every piece of me. That's why I called it Random, because it's all over the place. But I'm really, like, I couldn't have predicted it to go that well, especially I released the album while I was overseas. I was in Japan, I was in the UK. And it's so hard to do that, to promote an album when every time I think about promoting it, it's like 4 or 5 a.m. in the States. So it's not a good time to talk about it. But came back and realized that people had bought it, they were supporting it, they were talking about it, got some really positive reviews. It was number 2 on the Billboard Heat Seekers chart, which is insane. So cool things like that that no one can take away are awesome, and it makes me feel like I am maybe on the right track.
Yeah, I think so too. So after, because like listening to it, it really felt like it was really you, you know? It felt like a milestone in a sense.
Definitely. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would love to hear your explanation of that, but I do feel like it was a milestone for me. You know, my previous works were usually very conceptual, based on one strict concept and staying within that for an entire album. And so this time I jumped out of the concept and went all over the place. And so the concept was unpredictability. You know, you don't know from one song to the next what it's going to be about. So it is a milestone for me to be able to finally put together something like that.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like a pretty much like a reintroduction of yourself. you know? I mean, I don't know exactly, like, what it means, like, career-wise from an industry standpoint, you know? But I felt like as far as, like, you know, your what you were able to express, what you were able to get out there, I felt like was, I don't know, it was a really big deal. And I was,
yeah, and that's really what it was important to me, is just from a personal standpoint, being able to create a record that I wanted to make and wanted to hear and have other people not only support it but enjoy it. And so, yeah, it lets me know that this is kind of a new beginning for me. Like, now you never know what could come out of a Omega Ran release, you know, at this point. You know, but I just felt like I had done as much as I could do in, you know, strictly video game world. I mean, it was time to take those inspirations from video games and create something new, you know, and that's what the new album is, and I think this is the beginning of something new.
I don't know, it feels kind of weird to just ask you, like, what's next, but how are you feeling, like, creatively right now? Are you thinking about another big project, or are you just trying to, you want to keep it light for now, or what?
No, there's no more big projects, not for a little while. My next big project is building up my label, Random Beats Music, pushing Sky Blue to the moon. Kay Murdoch's next album is coming later this year. So my next goal is to attempt to bring everyone with me, because success is fun, but it's not as fun by yourself without people to share it with. And so I want the world to feel what I feel when I hear Sky Blue's records and when I hear Kay Murdoch's beats. And so I'm not going to stop till that happens.
Yeah. Actually, I wasn't really into him before, but I actually listened to Sky Blue on the way here. Yeah, very reminiscent of your early work.
I see a lot of my young self in him, but he's a lot more mature than I was at the time. But I guess this time, I think as time goes on, he'll continue to mature even more, which is even scary. But I think he's finding his voice, and he's creating, and he's improving every time out. And yeah, I think the sky's the limit for this kid. You know, if I had been as focused and grounded as he was at my age, you know, I may be a superstar by now, you know, if I had had that. But all in due time and for a reason. So, but yeah, I love his stuff. And I think anybody that gives him a chance will too.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you about where you feel like conscious rap is at this point.
I don't know. I think conscious rap is at a point now where a lot of those guys are, I don't know. I feel like, I don't want to say beating a dead horse, but I feel like conscious rap is expanding, which is a good thing. But I think it's expanding to people being a little more self-aware, which to me is much more interesting than someone talking about someone else's problems, you know? So I enjoy the new wave of guys who are talking about their faults on records and being very clear about that, you know? You know, the Open Mic Eagles, the Homeboy Sandman, the Chance the Rappers, you know, a lot of these guys are being comfortable with themselves and letting people know about that. So I think that's the next generation, the next step of conscious rap, I think. Yeah. Hopefully it is. Because the older guys didn't want to do that. And they still don't, you know. I mean, I love Talib Kweli, but I don't know much about him personally. You know, I feel like he doesn't necessarily get into his faults on records. And I like to hear those things from people. I like to know that they're human. I know they are superheroes, but I want to hear about those human moments, you know?
Okay, so do you think there, I guess, is there a space still for that, like, more political side, do you think, though? I mean,
oh, yeah, I mean, it's still happening. All the stuff that's going on in the world, more than ever, someone needs a political voice, you know? I just think it's going to probably take a new direction to reach today's youth. Because people don't care, man. Like, things are just happening, and people don't pay attention to what's happening. And so I think for them to get into it, it may take dumping a bunch of bottles in front of people to get their attention. No, but seriously, I think it just might take a new voice. And I do think that it's just as important as ever. I know me, when I attempt to when I make music like that, I feel good. And, you know, I feel that responsibility, and I hope that people take from it what I want them to take from it. So I do feel like it's more important and more needed than ever. But it's got to be done in a new way, man. Like, we know that cops are out here doing wrong. We know that racism still exists. But I think if we gotta offer solutions, and we gotta take hard stances and present it in new and original ways, in order to catch people's ear.
On a similar note, talking about the way we're spreading music, the way the different platforms and stuff out there now. I mean, when you think about like the buying habits of music, listeners nowadays, and the streaming and all this stuff that's going on. Like, what's the right way to really approach, you know, getting your music out there now?
I don't know, man. You know, I was hoping you knew. Nah, everything is changing every day, it seems, man. So I don't know. I think being open to change, open to trying new things, is the key. And if you're not open, you're just going to get lost and left behind. That's really it. Open to technology. You got to embrace it. Don't run from it.
Yeah, I was asking because, you know, with the building of your label would have to find ways, pretty much like non-traditional ways of trying to, you know, not only like spread the music and everything, but to also.
Yeah. And yeah. We are working on that, man. I have a really good friend of mine named Jeremy who's always got his finger on the pulse of new things. So we're looking into integrating Bitcoin into our future releases. Man, he just told me some crazy stuff on the phone today that I can't even go into because I don't want anyone to steal it. But we're just working on new ways of e-commerce and the idea of currency and just being completely different. It's almost like a bit of a post-apocalyptic way of looking at it, as well as, because it kind of is post-apocalyptic for music, you know. I mean, like someone was joking, like bottle caps being, you know, currency, you know what I mean, like things like that. And that's the mentality, that kind of resourcefulness, the mentality of what we're going into this new label with, where, you know, we're open to anything now. So I really do think that the future is going to be bright, man. End of this year and forward, like, look for some really cool things to pop up from our label.
Phil, mind me asking, like, some, like, somewhat personal, since you're about to get married.
Okay.
When, like, what made you decide, like, yeah, this is the chick, this, like...
Oh, well, you know, it wasn't hard, man. She supported me from day one, you know, supported these crazy rap dreams, and has been there supporting, you know, and helping me reach for the stars, you know, and just offering just so much love and support. You know, and it was something I didn't have before, you know. And like I talked about, you know, being successful or even trying to be successful without anyone to share it with or without people to talk to about it and bounce ideas off of, it's lost, you know. So I appreciate it. And you know, it was 5 years, you know, she's been standing by. And it was time to wife her, you know. She's been there. So she's my best friend. And that's how I knew.
So, does that mean, like, are you going to, like, be taking a break, basically, from, like, one sab? Is it...
Well, I'm going to be taking a little break from, I'm going to be taking, I guess, a break from touring for the rest of this year. Try to enjoy family life, get into that. But I think putting out this record is, you know, the perfect way to kind of take a moment on, because I think that this is something that I made it big on purpose, 18 tracks. It's a lot to digest at once because this is the last thing I put out for a little while. And I want people to make sure that they completely have ingested this before they get anything new from me. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a break. I mean, I'll still be creating. I got the next two or three projects planned out, at least in my head. But you won't hear them for a while, you know.
Okay, so speaking of projects, like, at this point, I mean, like, what can't you do? Like, is there something that you know, do you have some sort of dream project that you're like, I don't have the resources for right now, but maybe eventually I'm going to get there?
Absolutely. I want to produce an entire album myself. I want to make all the beats, record it all, mix it all, engineer it. Like, I want to completely executive produce my own record of mine. And one day I'm going to do it. I just don't always have the time and the resources. But I am going to make it happen at some point. So that's an extreme goal for me, you know. Because, like, I haven't really made beats full-time in the last, like, year and a half. So it's taken some time. So now I got to get back into it. So it's going to take time. But that's still a goal for me. So as long as I keep goals and things ahead of me, then I can still, I can always make, it gives me reason to keep creating.
And, is there a, like, I was thinking about, like, the features that are on your, that is on this last track. I thought it was, in your last project, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really interesting.
Thanks.
That you got the different people that you did. Was there anybody else that you wanted to try to work with? Or
oh, of course. There's plenty of people. I still want to do a track with MF Doom, Childish Gambino. There's so many. Bus Driver is another one. Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien. I mean, there's a lot on my list. I got to check off a lot of bucket list items with this record. You know, getting Cool Keith on a song with Word Burglar, who's a Canadian nerd rapper. So, things like that. Pulling people, Joel Ortiz with Murs, who had never worked together before. You know, so, it was like me channeling my inner Kanye and trying to bring people together. And so, there's even more of those I have planned. So, it'll happen.
Is there anything else you wanted to just put out there?
Check out the new site, randombeast.io. It's going to be undergoing some crazy changes. And some of those innovations that I was talking about are going to be popping up in the next month or so. Make sure you get the new album, man. It's called Random, R-N-D-M. It's not an acronym. It's just the word random. Just given to you in its simplest form. And I think that's what I was doing with the album, is trying to give you myself in the simplest form, you know, without a bunch of ridiculous, over-the-top, you know, underlying things. It was just me just being me. And I had a blast doing it, so thank you for all the support. Thank you for this interview. And everybody listening, thank you.
Check, 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 yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, that should work. Okay. So we just finished the, that was all the performances for the night, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Okay, so, you were doing stuff in your, like, newest project, right?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, my newest album, Race for Your Life, Sky Blue. Yeah, just released that, so.
What was the concept behind that? What was the idea?
A lot of y'all might be familiar with the title when you hear it. I mean, when you think of Race for Your Life, Sky Blue, you're like, that sounds familiar. But it's like Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. So I grew up on that movie, and you know, I had a pretty crappy childhood, you know, in and out of foster care and group homes and stuff. So that movie always made me feel good, you know, because Charlie Brown was always the underdog, getting picked on and all that stuff. And at the end, he finally overcomes and gets to that finish line, you know. So that movie made me feel good and inspired me. So I was like, one day, I'm about to do a theme album off that movie. And that's when this album, you know, touches on.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So how many projects have you got out so far?
Oh, man. Probably 14 or more. Maybe 15, 16.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
are they usually they're usually conceptual like that?
Yeah, yep, yep. And most of them free. I only got two albums I'm selling. Most of them free for everybody online, you know. So just trying to put out good music, you know what I'm saying?
So you're from the Chapel Hill area?
Yeah, yep. I'm originally born and raised in Auburn, Alabama, but I've been in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, for like 5-6 years. So that's my residence right now. My hometown right there. Yeah,
that's cool. I'm actually I'm from Raleigh.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I drove here for it.
Oh wow, man, that's awesome. Yeah, we got a pretty nice fan base in Raleigh and Chapel Hill and stuff, you know. We've been working real hard. I usually perform with a full band too, jazz hop band, you know what I'm saying, the Dizzy Destin. And we just did Hopscotch in September, so that was huge for us. And our last two shows were sold out. We got a big show coming up in Raleigh on the 28th at Deep South. We performing with the homie Substantial, so that's gonna be dope.
Okay, cool. So right now, how long ago did this last project come out? It's been about
It came out in July. So July, August, September, October. Been out like 3 months now, going on 4 months.
So right now your folks are just pushing that out right now?
Yeah, I've been pushing that, and you know, we touring right now, and I'm gonna drop another project before the year is over. That's a secret. It's not a secret that's coming out. It's a secret of what it is and who it's with, and it's gonna be dope though. It's gonna be really, really dope and jazzy. That's all I can say.
So when did like Random like, you know, back you up. How long ago was that?
In 2012, we started working together. I hit him up online because I was when I got introduced to his music, I was like, I'm a fan, man. I got to reach out to him about at least a song just to collab. I was just like, hey, check me out, Sky Blue, North Carolina, I'm a fan of your music. I would love to work with you on a song, you know. And that's when we put out this song called Game Over, and that hit the internet and went, you know, people loved that, and that took off, you know. And he had... over time, he had saw my work ethic and my grind and stuff, and he really took a liking to that, and he was really like, I got to get behind this kid. I didn't see that coming at all, you know, and eventually he took me on his wing, took me on my first tour last year, and released my last two albums on his label. So, you know, he really, you know, became like a big bro to me and, you know, inspired me and, like, you know, started to mentor me and stuff and show me about the industry, and it kind of worked like that, you know.
Okay, sweet. So, if, I guess for people that, like, don't know, that are, like, new to your stuff, like, well, what inspires you normally? Like, what made you decide to have this type of sound that you have?
Well, life, my grandma, rest in peace, I talk about her in a lot of my music, God, life, love. You know, my situations, my journey, my experience. You know, I got a crazy journey. I mean, a crazy life story that things I've been through and what I overcame, being homeless, almost dying a few times, and in and out of foster homes. I've wrapped that into my music, and I use it as not to be depressing, but to inspire people like, hey, you can come from any situation and circumstance to do something with your life and chase your dream. And I just wrap up those and what my grandma would want. And some of my influences, you know what I'm saying? Like Nujabes, Scapegoat Wax, Common, Lupe Fiasco, Tribe Called Quest, Marvin Gaye, Amy Winehouse, Megaran, you know, just rap, you know, I learned a lot from my people I look up to and stuff, you know, and just gain insight. Yep.
So, like, ever since teaming up with Megaran, like, what are, like, the biggest things you've learned since, you know, since you've made the transition, now putting out full albums and stuff? What are some of the lessons you've been, you know, that you've learned?
Well, I basically just learned how to be, like, more of a people person. I was always a people person online, but as far as, like, interacting with people in person, it was harder because I always, you know, I've always been, like, you know, a cool kid, you know. People always looked to me and stuff like, hey, Scott, you know, Mario and stuff, but they didn't realize I was nervous, you know. I can't even look people in the eyes for too long, you know. So I think it's probably because of, you know, a lot of hurt growing up and stuff, you know. But Brand is a very people person, you know. He interact with his fans day to day. It don't matter who it is, you know. He's shaking their hands, hugging them, talking to them, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I learned a lot from that. I learned how to interact with people, and these are people that's really into your music and supporting you. And, you know, you definitely got to connect with them. And that's what I do. You know, I respond to everybody in person, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It don't matter. It could be long. They can send me a long conversation, paragraphs, and I'll still respond to every single sentence, you know. So
how do you feel about the state of hip-hop in this area?
North Carolina hip-hop, you know, is known for, like, you know, Little Brother and stuff like Justice League and now J. Cole and stuff, you know. And it was thriving for a while, and it, you know, kind of, like, stopped for a while, you know, the local scene. Now it's rejuvenating. It's coming back, you know. And Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, they're really starting to gain, you know, come together, unify. That was our problem. We was too, everybody had egos, and they didn't know how to unify, but now they unified, and everybody came together. And it's thriving. It's starting to thrive once again. You know, like our past few shows have been sold out in Chapel Hill and Raleigh, and that comes from 5 years. It's been years of performing only in front of your friends, in front of 5-6 people, to 10 people, to 15, to 20, to 100. You know, just like that. So it's coming up. You know, not just because of me. It's because we got talent here. You know, we got a lot of dope artists in the whole North Carolina scene in general. You know, so. If we come together, we next, man. Sure.
All right, so what's the next step for you now?
We're touring. You know, we're touring right now for another week and a half. And after that, I'm going to be working on my project, my EP I'm going to be putting out soon. And working on touring a lot more, like traveling. I want to travel more, you know, travel the world and stuff. I want to go overseas and stuff. I have a really strong fan base in South Korea. Really, really big, strong. You know, newspaper in North Carolina wrote a big article about me, about my status in South Korea. You know, I dropped 2 albums that's in the top 10 charts.
Wow.
So I'm doing really well over there. So, you know, because my music is real jazzy, and I throw the anime and video game stuff in there, so they love it. You know, so that's my style, you know. And, yeah, there's a lot of things I'm trying to work on. Traveling, you know, new music. Yeah, that's about it right now, you know. That's my main goals for as of right now. For the near future, you know.
Sounds good. So, is there anything else you wanted to put out there?
I think that's about it, you know. Tonight's show was pretty fun, you know. I enjoyed myself. I kind of cut my set short, but, you know, hopefully soon you'll get to come to a full show. When I perform with my band, I have a full jazz hop band, you know, and the shows have been crazy. I got footage on YouTube and stuff. For the people listening, y'all can follow me on Facebook.com/... Sky Blue Music, that's SKYBLEW, capital S, capital B, capital S, capital B, lowercase KY, lowercase LEW, all one word, no spaces, no hyphen, none of that. And Instagram, Sky Blue Music, Twitter, Hey Sky Blue, you know, and spread love. That's basically it.
Wanted to give a quick shout out to Megaran for giving me his time the other day. I really appreciated it. I also wanted to give him a big congratulations for hitting Billboard. Really enjoyed his newest project, RNDM. It's really good. You should definitely check it out if you can. Also wanted to give another shout out to Sky Blue for giving his time. The more I'm listening to his stuff, the more I'm enjoying it, and I can't wait to see what he has coming up. They're both rounding out their tour this month, and at the time of this recording, I believe they'll be performing at the New York City Comic Con. So be sure to follow them on their social media and keep up with them for future performance dates. Well, that's all I got for you guys this time. Till next time, remember to keep being a hero, because you are a hero, even if the only person you've ever saved is yourself. Peace.